Right, colleagues, we move on to A2 now, which starts in your agenda on page 51. It's a planning application at Red Barn Farm, Red Barn Lane, Great Oakley. It's again an outline application. And I think Suzanne is probably going to present this particular case.
Right, okay. This application seeks outline planning permission for the demolition of the existing barns and outbuildings and construction of four detached dwellings. The application is in outline form with all matters reserved. Therefore, this application seeks only to establish the principle of development on the site. I should bring to your attention on the update sheet, there are a few matters included. There is an addition to the officer's report relating to bats, reference to an ecology summary that had been submitted, which is a summary of the information that was previously submitted as part of the application, and two additional letters of objection have been received, raising concerns regarding lack of infrastructure to the village, disturbance of bats, the narrow rural lane character would be harmed, and disruption and noise pollution. So the application site is situated to the south of Red Barn Lane, as outlined in red. And it comprises of barns and outbuildings. To the north and the east of the site are residential properties, and to the west is a large agricultural barn. This application shows the site in aerial view. You can see the existing access point, the barn, the adjoining properties, and the buildings which are to be demolished on the site. This slide shows the position in terms of the development boundaries. The site is located outside the development boundary, but adjacent to in the 2007 adopted local plan. And on the right, you'll see the 2016 preferred options. This is yet to be adopted, so can only be given limited weight. But the site is located in this area here, so it is within the settlement or proposed settlement development boundary. These are some photographs of the site which you saw this morning. That is the barn on the adjacent land which is to be retained. That shows the existing access point. This shows the barn to the front of the site which is to be demolished there, and the surrounding residential development on the opposite side of the road. Again, that's a close-up showing the variety of bungalows and one-and-a-half story properties. And again, that is looking the opposite direction with the properties adjacent, and there is a public footpath which is just off the picture that leads into the village. The application is in outline form with all matters reserved, so this is indicative only. However, it shows that four dwellings can be accommodated on the site whilst providing adequate amenity and parking space, and dependent on the actual design without resulting in any adverse impact on the amenity of neighbouring residents. The nearest residential property being this one here, and of course the ones opposite. The information submitted indicates that the two dwellings at the front of the site would be 1.5 storey, which this slide shows indicative elevations, and the two to the rear would be bungalows. Officers feel that this is in keeping with the character of the area. As the council does not have a 5-year housing supply, the application cannot be refused purely on the basis that it is outside of the settlement development boundary. It needs to be considered in accordance with the definition of sustainable development in the NPPF. In this case, officers consider that the site forms reasonably well against the sustainability criteria. The development would contribute economically to the area. It's within reasonably close proximity of the local amenities, such as the village convenience store, primary school and GP surgery. And there's also public transport links which provide access to nearby towns. And furthermore, given the proximity to the surrounding residential properties, it's considered that the redevelopment of the site would not adversely impact on the character and the appearance of the locality. It's noted that objections have been received with regards to highway safety concerns. However, Essex County Council have not raised an objection subject to the conditions set out in the report, and it's considered that a reason for refusal on this issue could not be substantiated. As the application involves the demolition of existing barns, if I go back, these barns are indicated by the dotting line on this plan. Habitat surveys were carried out. Reptile and great crested newts were not identified, but the building to the front of the site, in this location here, was found to support both brown long-eared bats and common pipistrelle bats. The survey sets out a number of mitigation measures that will be secured via condition. Before any works can commence, place a bat mitigation licence from Natural England will be required. Essex Wildlife Trust's bat expert has confirmed that the mitigation measures conform to the best practice, and as such, they have no objections. The application is therefore recommended for approval, subject to the conditions set out in the report. Thank you.